Blog Talk Radio.
Therese, close my door, please.
You're listening to Team Broadcasting.
And it's a joy. The first time you hear it, it's like a joy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The angels are singing and like rain is coming down. Yeah. And then 2 weeks later, you're like, I hate this bitch.
I think I'm in love. Imagination going crazy. Think I'm gonna make her my lady. In a way she gets so freak. I just wanna get
greetings. Greetings. Welcome to another edition of the Lonely Hearts Cafe on Team Broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Christopher Tracy, and I am joined this week, as I am every Tuesday, live by the Honorable Deacon Aloysius Forever Love. Aloysius, are you there? Aloysius. Well, damn.
Yes, hello?
Aloysius.
Yes.
Well, fuck, I gave that big-ass introduction, and then I clicked, and there was no Aloysius.
Ah, see?
So, I don't know what happened. Okay, so how are you this evening?
I am good. I'm blessed. I'm wonderful. And how are you?
I'm doing great. You know, it's one of those weeks, one of those nights. Well, I just don't give a fuck. I'm tired of people. I'm tired of fucked up people. If I'm going to be fucked up, I'm just going to be fucked up by myself and in my own goddamn world. Fuck the world. I ain't got to deal with the bullshit.
I hear that.
Yeah. Nothing really bad going on. Nothing negative. But just like, fuck it. I just don't have time for the bullshit.
All right.
What's new with you? How's the weather there? Are you all thawing out? You know.
Actually, we are. In fact, I had enough time to do a little lawn maintenance, and I cleaned out my grill. I imagine Saturday it should be, I guess, in the 50s, maybe. I want to say in the 50s, so yeah, it'll be time to barbecue and whatnot. Because it's like 40, maybe 41 degrees now. So, yeah, it'll be time to get it in. Other than that, you know, it's the same old, same old.
You said lawn maintenance.
Yeah, a little raking, a little. I had to de-weed my garden and prepare it for this season, you know.
Mm-hmm. De-weed the garden. I imagine that ladies and gentlemen, you learned something here new this week. You know, I guess not many of the listeners would have known that you had a green thumb, but few should be surprised by it with you being an international man of leisure.
You have to love it. Yes, sir. You have to be able to love everything, every element.
Isn't that the truth? What kind of things do you like to grow in your garden?
I actually have a pretty deep line of flowers, all type of vegetables, peppers, greens.
Mm-hmm.
just everything to fill your stomach and fill your eyes at the same time.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Very good. What's been going on this week in Michigan, the fine state of Michigan?
Just general life. As a matter of fact, somebody from New York is, oh, well, a homegirl from New York is calling. But just life in general, man.
Do you want to put her on the air?
No, she would probably talk too freaky to be on the air right about now.
There's nothing wrong with
she's
freaky
trying to talk.
On the
yeah, I know.
Cafe.
She's trying to plan a trip. You know, they have a drive-in movie theater in Buffalo. And she wants me to go there and check it out and do, like, the amusement parks and whatnot. And so, you know, that's an idea. That's a thought, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now here's something new.
Okay.
I met this Asian girl a couple of days back. I gave her my business card, told her to give me a call. Nice-looking girl. In fact, she had a little squad. You know, they're cute in the face. Some of them, not so much, but... You know, they're nice bodies and whatnot.
Those that are not so cute in the face, we call those unfortunate-looking ones. We're going to get into that a little bit later. Continue, because this is I wanted to hear this story. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that was one black girl. I have to tell you this part, too. There's one black girl, one African-American girl that was with her. She had a flat butt, strange-looking face.
Oh,
and I mean, she was built like a cheese curl, basically. Anyway, so I got a call today, and this girl was talking. You know, she's like, "Hey, you know, it's been a minute. You know, I sort of got with you the same day I talked to you, and you know, you're nice looking, you're fine, and I wouldn't mind being the woman in your life." Da da da, and. You know, basically, she enjoyed the view. She would turn me out, and I, you know, the whole time I'm thinking, okay, you know, because I've heard it before. First of all,
yeah.
So, basically, I'm just like, whatever, you know, what do you really want to talk about, or what do you really want? And then I realized, that the girl doesn't have the Asian accent, and I'm like, something's wrong here, you know. And I'm like, okay, so basically it was the black girl calling me instead of the Asian girl.
Flat booty, no ass?
Yeah. And she got her homegirl's phone because her homegirl got arrested. They were in the car together. And her homegirl got arrested, and she's in jail right now. And she was just trying to call me. Apparently, she was about to call me and come by or do something, meet me somewhere or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling the girl, you know, those were her plans. And so after the police left and she's driving her car back, she decides to call me and thought that she was going to, you know, just swing by my house or, you know, try to meet me anyway. Now, this is her friend. And so I'm like, okay, you know, who is this? And she was like, oh, this is Janice. I'm like, who the fuck is Janice? You know, and she's like, I'm Mai's friend. I forgot to tell you, Mai's in jail. You know, that's why I called you, because I knew she said she was going to come by or call you or something like that. But I can't, you know. Well, it was her exact words were, you can't have that chocolate going to waste. I need some of that in my life. And I was like, no.
So the chocolate
you know,
went
you
to
just,
waste?
Apparently so, because I couldn't see myself being with her in any way, not even in that conversation for too long, you know. And, I mean, she's just strange all the way around, you know what I mean?
Do you think that Mai knew what was going on, or... you think she just went totally around Mai's back?
I want to say that she went behind her back, but it could have been a threesome in the making that they were probably trying to hook up or something. You know,
would
that's
you
quite
have,
possible,
would,
too.
Would you have had a threesome with Flat Ass?
Nah, it would make my ratings go down. You know what I mean? Those days are over when you just, you know, just settle for whatever and just do whatever, you know.
But
I was thinking that a girl was, you know, something a little bit more, I was a little bit more compatible with, basically. That's what I was thinking. But I don't know now, you know, because she, her homegirl kind of throws everything off. My thinking, she throws my thinking off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just horrible, man. It's horrible to think that she would go behind her back, first of all. But, I mean, it's America, so it shit happens every day.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of blew my cool, though. You know what I mean? Because I didn't really expect her to call me, you know, all of a sudden and just tell me, hey, your homegirl's in jail. You know, that's bullshit. Yeah.
Were you expecting, have you had a follow-up call from Janice?
No, not
she just
yet.
She just tried one time and didn't try again. Were you rude to her? Were you hard on her? Did you diss her?
I probably did kind of diss her in my reactions to her calling, you know.
What'd you say? What'd you say? How? Give me. Tell us what you said.
No, I probably did say, "Bitch, you know you wrong." And you know, I kept asking her, "Where's Maya? Where's your friend at?" You know. Mm. Like, for real, where's your friend? I know she's not in jail. She's like, no, she's in jail, for real. You know, I was like, bitch, for real, she's in jail. You know, she's not in the background giggling or some shit. This is not some stupid-ass joke.
Was Janice used to being called a bitch?
I'm guessing so. It didn't really bother her. I don't think I'm... I was saying it more in a sarcastic tone than I was trying to demean her or anything like that. You know what I mean? But I'm pretty sure her and her posse calls each other bitch all the time anyway. You know.
So Janice implied that she had needs and that she did not want your chocolate to go to waste. But you didn't feel like performing a public service on this occasion?
No. That would be detrimental to my livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's already built funny. I don't want her to accidentally say she's pregnant or some shit like that. Then what, you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, even worse. Well, there are a lot of worse things than that, though. You know, she could have any type of skin virus or, you know, the sucking on me and give me the thiaw.
Indeed. Okay,
then
now I saw something else that you went through this week. What in my notes do I see? You gave your sweet thing a card, or something happened where you realized.
My business card. The same person.
Okay. And then you had another. You're out on a date and you realized why you are single.
Oh my God. This chick did not shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about everything under the sun. Apparently she got into a fight at the bar or at the club or some shit. And the hoes, as she said, the hoes was hating on her because her and her posse was dressed better. And
then the other
hoes.
One hoes dressed better than the other hoes.
And it was like one of her friend's cousin's birthday, so they rented out the bar or something. And the other hoes got mad and words were thrown. Words were, you know, it was bitch this, bitch that, I can't stand you, why are you here? Mm-hmm. You know, and it developed into a fight or some shit. And I was like, I didn't come over here to hear anything about the goddamn fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm trying to see what you're about, but apparently her thoughts are stuck in the club, stuck in whatever she had on. In fact, she went and got another phone that she had to show me pictures of how she was dressed at the bar. And I'm like, okay, that's nice, whatever, you know. But I don't really give a fuck, you know. And mm-hmm. she just went on. And, I mean, she had more issues than, like, the average person. I mean,
than Ebony Magazine. She
was a, right, right. Like, her lights was about to be cut off or some shit. And
oh,
I'm like, okay, I'm getting uncomfortable. It's time to go, you know. And then she started talking about, now here's the thing that really threw me off. She said, it's not my fault that I got my weave done and the other hoes went to the club with the weave they had on 2 weeks ago. And I was like, oh, okay, that's it. I'm gone. I got to get my shit and I got to leave, you know. The old saying is you get your, pack your hat and you get your hat and your coat, you tap your hat and you leave out the fucking door. You know, and that's exactly what I did. I got my shit and I diddy bopped straight through her carport and went on my motherfucking way because I couldn't do it no more, man. I really couldn't.
Two fingers and taillights, baby.
That's it. Shit. I mean, she's nonstop. She couldn't shut the fuck up. I don't even think she was really breathing, you know. Just taking like a quarter breath.
She was speaking through her breath, inhaling and exhaling through the words. So
yes,
was it the fact that she was a club fighter that turned you off? Was it the fact that she talked too much that turned you off? Is it the fact that she kept her pictures in a secondary phone that turned you off? Is it the fact that her lights were getting turned off that turned you off?
All of that shit, man. All of it. What? I'm not gonna even lie. And it was just like that descent from a fucking mountain. You're just rolling and it snowballs, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it just got the more she talked, the bigger the snowball got, the worse I felt. And
mm-hmm.
It was just coming down at a fast rate and I couldn't take it. Maybe some other dude could have taken that shit and, you know, maybe on another day I would have been like, okay, I can listen to it a little bit more, but I didn't want to hear that shit then, you know, I really didn't.
Well, how did you escape the avalanche? How did you get out of it? How did you end her? Did you just diss and say, bye, bitch, I'm gone?
Yeah. I can't take this shit, bitch. I can't.
And
I cannot take this shit.
And they never know why. They never know why. I'm going to tell you, I just told Boss Lady this. I told her before we came on the air. I said, more and more, I told her, I said, Aloysius went through some shit this week. And I tell you, more and more I realized, bitches that I just don't want to fuck with. You know, it's just not worth the shit. You know, I'm married now, so I can't fuck with them. But you just realize, shit, it's just not necessary, not worth it. Woo!
It's definitely not.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we have Danny on the line. We're going to say hello to Danny. Danny, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, baby cakes.
Danny,
how
noticed,
are you?
I noticed you were on the line and then you got off the line. What was going on with you?
The girl who I'm sitting next to snatched the phone from me and hung it up.
Why would she do something?
Uh-huh.
Because she's crazy.
Have we ever heard from her before?
No.
Mm-hmm. Are you all listening to the show tonight or are you just on the phone and being rude to her?
We're listening.
Okay. Tell her we said hello.
She said hello.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're gonna take a commercial.
She's my coworker, so don't get it twisted.
Okay.
Okay.
Who said something? Who said we were playing Twister tonight?
I knew you were gonna think that.
We were being perfect gentlemen up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
Does she like to play Twister?
You like to play Twister?
I was gonna try to be.
Okay. We'll be
she
back.
Said possibly.
Amen. Amen. Okay, caller from the 205 area code. We have another caller from the 205 area code. Caller, are you participating tonight's show or just listening?
Sure, I'll participate.
Who do we have on the line?
Stretch Mark Minaj.
Stretch Mark Minaj. Stretch Mark, you came on before and then hung up right after you came on. We can never keep you on the line. What's going on? Why is that? What do we have to do to keep you on the line?
I stayed on the line a long time the last time.
Huh?
I stayed on the line a long time the last time.
Which do you want us to call you, Stretch Mark, or do you want us to call you Minaj, or Stretch Mark Minaj? Say the whole thing.
You can just call me Minaj.
Okay. Because that's a lot of shit to type on the switchboard.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Glad to have you joining us. So, okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and get into tonight's topics. And we thank you all. Thank you all for joining us. Are you a business owner looking to grow your business or to expand your brand? Well, here's your opportunity to partner with the hottest relationship show on the web, The Lonely Hearts Cafe, on Team Broadcasting. For more information, call 334-505-1940. Let us help you expand your brand. Are you a business owner looking to expand your business nationally? Well, join the hottest internet radio network, Team Broadcasting. Advertise your business or organization on this program or others. Choose from a winning lineup. Selma Toro's Baseball, Toro Talk, Bridging the Gap, The Lonely Hearts Cafe, and Cafe Mahogany. We look forward to partnering with your business to help you grow, whether it's locally, regionally, or nationally. Contact us for more information. 334-505-1940 or send us an email at yourteambroadcasting.com. 334-505-1940 or yourteambroadcasting.com. We look forward to partnering with you. Are you a business owner looking to grow your business or to expand your brand? Well, here's your opportunity to partner with the hottest relationship show on the web, The Lonely Hearts Cafe, on Team Broadcasting. For more information, call 334-505-1940. Let us help you expand your brand. And you are back. We are back. You are back with us on the Lonely Hearts Cafe on Team Broadcasting. I am one of the co-hosts, Christopher Tracy, and I am here with Aloysius Forever Love, the Honorable Deacon Aloysius Forever Love. So, on the line with us, we have Danny and her co-worker in Miami. We have Sunshine, who joined us during the break. She's in Selma. And we have Minaj, who is in Birmingham, on the line with us. Minaj, you in Birmingham or Atlanta?
Hi.
Are you in Birmingham or Atlanta?
Oh, I'm in Birmingham.
Okay. Okay, very good. All right, Aloysius, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Topic number one. You know, I was scrolling down my Facebook wall the other day, and this is not the first time this has happened. I scroll down my timeline, my wall, my news feed, and all of a sudden, a face was looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, damn! It ruins a perfectly good day when you scroll down your Facebook wall and someone has posted a picture of their child or grandchild and the child looks unfortunate. I'm not gonna say the child is ugly, but it's unfortunate. And I'm not the best looking person in the world. You know, I consider myself average. Hell, I might be a little bit below average. I don't give a fuck. And my kids are okay. They're cool. You know. But if the kids and grandkids in my family descendants are ugly, so be it. If I'm ugly, so be it. Call it what it is. But I'm just going to say, some people got some unfortunate-looking kids. And I'm tired. I don't understand why. You have to have that much pride. Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful. But sunshine, can there be such a thing as beautiful and unfortunate-looking at the same time? Hell yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't say.
You know, I
you know goddamn well there's some ugly ass kids out there. Everybody's trying to run around there. But
I don't understand. I know one person who regularly posts pictures of herself, her child, her son, her mama, her daddy, the whole family.
And they all look alike, basically, right?
Yeah. You know y'all there some ugly ass people.
Yeah, thanks. Facebook geeks them up sometimes.
It sure does.
They're liking that, be honest about it.
If you were unfortunate looking in school, you know if you didn't get enough dates. You know if motherfuckers weren't asking you out. You even know if motherfuckers was trying to date you just to get in your pants. Or you know if they said, you so unfortunate looking that just fuck it. I don't want to be bothered with it.
That's not really the case because I didn't get a lot of dates growing up in high school, but, you know, I can't keep them off now.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, so that's not, I mean, that doesn't mean that, you know, when you're, I mean, and it wasn't, and I, it, my look hasn't changed. I still look the same. I mean, so that really doesn't.
We didn't say you were unfortunate looking. But I'm telling you, there are some people who are still not getting the calls, still not getting the dates.
I mean, it's a lot of unesthetically pleasing people. I mean, you know, it's a lot of people that are just made wrong.
And that shit is generational.
So, but they might have
keeper.
Everybody has someone out there for them.
I mean, she might have a great vagina. Who knows?
You might not.
I won't be finding out.
Exactly. I just don't understand. I don't understand. I mean, you guys can hear the passion in my voice. It literally is bothering me. I don't understand how week after week after week you put this picture of this ugly child on Facebook. You propping them up. You know you went through it when you were a child.
Is this a mutual friend of ours or somebody?
No. But when you laid down and fucked this motherfucker and had a child by this motherfucker, you knew that motherfucker was ugly when you laid with him.
Well, he might have had prominent features that weren't ugly.
The features?
The baby took all the ugly parts from both parents.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's very unfortunate.
Okay.
I guess they're going to have cute eye color. That's about it.
Okay, now that's
one point. Ugly people usually have nice bodies.
There you have it.
Okay.
Depending, that's the body.
Ankle down.
Okay. That song must be your ass because it ain't your face. You know, some men are the same way. There's some really handsome, body-wise men who, when they turn around and look you in your face, you be like, damn, why?
Yeah, they're friends with no picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, you're right, because I saw this badass chick today, and she had an underbite, and her teeth did not agree with each other, so yeah. Her shit was atrocious. I mean, for real.
And then, if she'd have put on the, what's those things the Muslim women put on?
A burqa.
What are they called? Chris?
A burqa.
Yeah, burqa.
Yeah, okay, you would have banged her.
No. You would have still seen that underbite, even through that shit.
Now, that was one person that I was talking about. What really made me decide to make this a topic tonight is today I was scrolling down my timeline and I saw another totally separate person post a picture, and the caption next to the picture said, "Isn't my grandbaby cute?" They know that motherfucker ain't cute. So then they take it a step further, post a picture of the child, and then they go to the extreme of asking you, is the child cute? And then, to me, if you don't get any comments after a couple hours,
that's your answer.
Right.
Nobody with you.
I have a question. You seen in the pictures of the babies that they look like thugs? Like, they're one, and then you can tell that they're going to prison already? That bothers me. I see those pictures all the time.
With the muscular arms and the big chest? Yes.
No, they just like have on wife beaters and basketball shorts.
Yeah.
Anything? Yeah.
They got the swallow stands. I call it the swallow stands. You know, little gangster stands, little babies.
You know.
That's a shame.
Both of y'all are getting examples. Yeah. It's a shame. Damn right it's a shame. I remember when we were growing up, you know, you had the young lady who used to have a baby by the old man, and the baby come out looking like he's 30 years old, straight out the door, had an old man's face.
A mature baby.
Yeah. Facially mature. Not a muscular mature.
Muscular,
Come out the womb wearing wife beaters. It's a damn thing.
Yeah, they put them in a bad position already.
I mean,
and then nine times out of ten, the mom is going to say, "You're going to be just like your daddy. You remind me of your dad." You know, that type of deal.
Yeah. Sunshine. I know you know some friends. Go ahead.
Do two ugly people make nice-looking children?
Used to be.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think so, because I saw some kids and they're ugly just like their mom and their dad.
That's what I'm saying. It used to be they could do it. You could cancel that shit out. Two negatives make a positive. But now,
like,
you know,
gremlins.
Shit, there's some new mathematics. Shit. A negative times a negative is negative, motherfucker.
I'm confused. I'm speechless.
Because, you know, I debated if I should talk about people's children. But I did come out here and say I'm not the best looking motherfucker, and I don't care if my descendants are ugly as dirt, ugly as shit. I don't care. They're going to be ugly. If they're ugly, they're ugly. Call them ugly. But don't promote this shit. Don't promote this shit. I wish I could do something and just say your child. You know what? Maybe I need to create a fake Facebook profile and just be honest. Create a meme and just post it and saying, that child is ugly. That child right there.
Christopher, that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
We can just let Belinda Ross put it on her.
Yeah. But no, I hope not.
I still don't know where all that shit stemmed from. I don't know who that is.
I'm completely lost with all of that. So, and for some reason, huh?
Danny don't know what the fuck we talking about. Danny down in Miami.
No, I just said, is she willing to roll? I'm asking everybody. Are you willing to roll?
Yeah, I'm lost with that one.
So somebody made up an identity of Belinda Ross.
Oh, yesterday, Belinda Ross, she changed the identity to me. I had to report her for being me.
Say that again?
You heard me. She changed the identity to Tamisha. My name, my freaking profile, and my cover photo, and sent my crazy ass a friend request. I had to report me reporting me, damn it. I don't know what the fuck. You impersonate
me.
Well,
that's different.
She sent you a friend request.
With my face on it. I was confused.
Did you accept it? You accepted it?
I was fucking confused. I was confused. I thought I was in a Twilight Zone or something. Maybe somebody put something in my drink.
That shit was some shit like when motherfuckers go back in time and go meet themselves.
Look, single white female. Remind me of single white female. Like, who goes that far? You know what I'm saying? Who fucking does that shit?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm telling y'all right now.
I know what it is, so it doesn't matter to me. If
any of my unfortunate-looking descendants come back to meet me, I'm going to tell them, kiss my ass for being ugly.
Well, you know, think about it. The person who I think is Belinda Ross, she looks like a toad.
Oh,
and her baby daddy looks like he all right looking, but he could be toadish. They have a beautiful child, so.
See, I don't know the people. So, okay.
Well, you have to have one redeeming quality about you. I mean, everyone should, first of all, but if you like tore up from the floor, have you gonna have some going for you?
Mm-hmm.
They'll be able to cook your ass off or something.
Well, yeah, that'll be a good topic. These fucking fake ass pages.
That's true. Okay, next topic for tonight. Is cheating a deal breaker? Aloysius, if you're in a relationship with somebody and they cheat and you find out about it, is the relationship over?
No.
It depends on if I'm in my pimping mode.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to say. You know, because I would say that, you know, karma is coming back to bite me at some point. Yeah.
Are you saying that you cheated? Are you saying that you cheated in the past?
I'm pretty sure every one of my girlfriends knew that. So, well, it's not cheating. I was comparing notes or something. Trying to figure life out, you know. I'm still young.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta do that.
Well, I feel like now if he's dicking me down, I'm gonna be mad as hell, but I ain't gonna leave him alone. But if he ain't dicking me down, I'm gonna be mad as hell and I'm chopping his ass off the block.
So
you can't be half dicking me down and cheating on me.
So you got a good point. But if he was dicking you down, and we're gonna get to
me, I might not even care.
We're going to get to
you,
Minaj.
You had a problem.
We're going to get to you in a second, Minaj, because I want to hear your answer. But let me ask you again, Sunshine. So you're saying that if you were an associate of a gentleman and he was dicking you down the right way and you found out that he was dicking somebody else down, so would you be upset? You wouldn't cut him off?
Yeah. I'd be ready. I'd probably go to her house and cut her ties or something. If he really dicking me down, not to that extreme, but I would be very upset because nobody wants to share their Mr. Magic stick. Who wants to share that? If it's something cruddy, you'll be like, forget you. I don't need you. You'll be cheating on me. This stuff too good for that. You know what I'm saying? But if it's a good nookie, you might not want to overlook it, but you'll overlook it.
Well,
go ahead, Minaj.
Mike, I tell every man that I've ever been with is that when you're with me, you're my boo.
How many men have you been with?
That number, I don't want to be
full. Well, I have been with numerous women.
Six?
Ooh.
Six? I only been with six men? Yeah. That's, yeah, six.
Last year or all together?
All together. I mean.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, just six.
Oh, that's
uh-huh.
a good thing. That's a good thing. I guess.
Yeah, six.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Sure.
Well,
okay.
Well, I'm two. I got two. My two baby daddies.
Okay, well, you got a lower number than me. I was just thinking six was a good idea.
That's all I'm admitting to, because I can roll back some tape and get some more information. Okay, so go ahead, Manah.
Okay, so I tell them when they're with me, you're my boo at that time, and that went for my husband when I was married. So it's not. I mean, I know you're gonna cheat, and to me, cheating is not just physical. It's all the other stuff that really makes me mad. If you're having conversation. Me, that's worse than sticking your dick in her. You know,
right.
That to me is worse. So, I mean, if you just stuck your dick in her, humped on her, and came in her mouth, then it's completely fine. But if you talking to her, y'all going on dates, then that's the problem. So, if you're sleeping with her, I don't really care. You know, that doesn't bother me.
I will say this. I have said this. Aloysius, we come. Aloysius, you already answered the shit. Maybe that's the damn liquor that may got me confused. But I will say this. I have told Boss Lady this, and I will say this again with you all as my witnesses. If my wife cheats, I don't care. Okay?
You don't want to know.
Huh?
You say you don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Do your shit. I don't care. At the point where shit starts to change and it affects the routine, the household, that's when it becomes a problem. But do you think
yeah.
shit? I don't give a fuck. Now, I just wanted to get that out there. Now, why did I think about that? Why did that become a topic? Hey, because they had posted on the group. Now, Manaz done dropped off. I bet she'll be joining back in a little bit. But while we're waiting on her, we are going to go to the next topic. People with negative energy. People, you guys, let me set this one up. You ever have someone that just had a fucked up life and fucked up energy around them all the time and always complaining, always in a fucked up situation, but not changing their situation? But they always want to ask you what they should do, or always want to give you what their problems are, tell you what their problems are. Then, you know, I have a friend that I used to try to give advice to, but if you can't follow the damn advice, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to hear this shit no more. So, I told you, Aloysius, when we came on the other night, this is one of the nights where I just say, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck the world, fuck the world, fuck them. So.
Yeah.
How do you, being that you are a social scientist, how do you deal with people who have problems, fucked up energy around them, and then want to be in your company, a man of your stature?
I get the fuck from around them. I constantly move. If they're following me, I go somewhere else. I shut myself down. Go in the bathroom if need be, or my favorite thing is faking like I'm on the phone or I'm about to call someone, you know. And there are a lot of negative ass motherfuckers out there, to tell you the truth, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you really want to ask them what the fuck their problem. Sometimes I do ask them, you know, what is your problem, you know, why are you just like this? But I don't know, you can't help it. The one thing about it, you know, Mama D used to tell me a long time ago, you can't help everybody, you know.
That's right.
You really can't.
Sunshine, there's a lot of people that have a pattern of fucked up-ness. Yes, I did say that. There's a lot of people that have a history of having a fucked up experiences, which become a fucked up life. If shit was fucked up in growing up, and it's fucked up in high school, and it's fucked up in college or career, and it's fucked up when you have children, and it's fucked up when you have grandchildren, you're just a fucked up person.
Yeah.
Damn. Sunshine?
Yeah, you can't get around being fucked up. And, you know, you gotta make lemonade out of lemons. You know, that's why I look at it like you can't take, you know, just like this Belinda Ross chick. I don't know who this is. Well, I think I know who she is. But either way, she's been in my ass since January. Fuck her. You know what I mean?
Do you like
I'm gonna cuss her out.
Do you like having things in your ass?
Fuck about it. You know what I mean? So you just got to move on from negative people. And when you show positivity, maybe they'll change from your positive energy. So you still got to remain who you are no matter. And maybe if you exude positive energy no matter what the fuck you're going through, maybe it'll still come out like osmosis and suck into their negative spirit, you know?
I just don't understand. At what point does a person wake up and say, damn, my shit is fucked up?
Some people never wake up.
God damn.
You know, and then some people grow up thinking that their shit isn't fucked up. You know, because their parents might be more fucked up than they were. And they're like two steps up from fucked up, in their opinion.
Do they get high and mighty, or do they realize that they are two steps higher than fucked up? You know what? The motherfuckers think they the shit. Because then they go around and call themselves diva. I'm a diva. I'm the shit. I'm a pimp. I'm the shit. Oh.
Yeah.
Now, I have one friend that if she's not crying, she's screaming. She's yelling. She's mad. Those are only two phases. And every time she calls and she's crying, I say, you know what? Let me call you back. Yeah, because I don't even feel like fucking with her, you know.
I just want to say hello to the listener on Blog Talk Radio that's listening to us. We have some listeners on Blog Talk Radio, and someone just participated, jumped in the chat room. So I just want to say hello to that guest. But
hey.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. I wish there was something that we could do to just have the negative people just disappear. I don't need that. They just bring me down. They bring
it
me
does
down.
Change, you know, it does change your spirit a little bit, but it sort of gives me energy sometimes, Chris, because, you know, I do a lot of crazy stuff in the community anyway, you know, politically and otherwise. And
yeah.
If I can deal with that on my personal level, it's sort of easy to go through business things, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, 'cause, you know, no one's going to always agree with you. And when you have people, it sort of gives me a chance to brush up on my skills a little bit. You know, it makes my skin a little tougher. It makes me realize that I really have a great life. Even if I probably thought my shit was fucked up yesterday, for someone to stalk you like that or care about how your life is going, it must be a lot better than theirs. You know, so it would be motivational.
You know what? That's a good point. That's a good point, Sunshine. Let me say that. Let me reiterate it and direct it to you.
Yeah.
Now, nothing about your life, Aloysius, and I've known you a long time, nothing about your life is fucked up. But let me tell you something. For motherfuckers to be hating on you and fucking with you the way they do, they must really want to bring a motherfucker down. Today fucked up level.
Yeah.
You know, so props to you. Props to you. All right. The last topic for tonight. How do you feel about people when you meet them asking you Aloysius, like a female? Aloysius, what do you do for a living? Do you feel that the person is trying to network, or do you feel the person is trying to get in your pocket? Sunshine, if a guy asks you that, do you think he's trying to size you up? You know, trying to mooch off of you?
They go, go ahead, Aloysius.
No, go ahead, sweetie.
I had a guy ask me that today, and I said, you know, I don't know, it depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some men ask you because they want to see if you're equally yoked with them. You know, some of them uppity dudes. And then some men just ask to see what you do every day. You know, are you just some chick to sit at home or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it goes both ways. I've had a guy who I thought was trying to mooch. He asked me, who did I have service with on my cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why? You know, like, you're not going to pay. Are you going to pay the bill? And that conversation ended quickly. And then on yesterday, he texted me out the blue and asked me, what was I doing for spring break? And I said, well, I'm going to Panama City with my children. And he was like, wow, oh, can I come? I said, sure, if you pay the deposit. Of course, I knew he wasn't it. And when I told him the deposit, he was like, oh, ha, 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 that's steep, ain't it? So it was almost comical. Like, I know this nigga didn't think I was going to invite him on a trip with me. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. You get it both ways. Just like men probably get it both ways.
Aloysius?
No, that's true. I mean, she spoke the truth then, because if I'm not generally giving somebody a card, they, I guess, wouldn't know, but I will tell the person in the minute I do whatever the fuck I want to do, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to be honest about the shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes women do size you up to see if you can, like we were just talking about earlier, can you pay a bill or, you know, nobody wants to hear that bullshit, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And you bitches know exactly who you are, too, goddammit.
Shit, dig that.
Well, that's what kills me, because a lot of men will say, well, what do you do, Sunshine, right? And, you know, I'm always on Facebook. I do a lot, though, actually. But you might not equate that as work. Most people might not equate what I do as work. You know, I've been working on a project for the past 3 weeks. It's an independent project. I'm not getting paid currently, but if it pans out, I have a lot of money. You know what I mean? So, you know, people aren't really built to understand entrepreneurship, and it's hard to explain it to people who are stuck to a 9-to-5. And all I can tell them is my house is paid for. So, regardless of what I do, I ain't begging your ass. You know what I mean? So,
that's right. That is so true. So, Sunshine, tell us a little bit of what's going on. What's been going on with you for the past week? What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Belinda Dan Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Shit. Whatever she is, that bitch has been the main topic. Whereas, but, you know, like I say, other than that, I've just been really enjoying life and trying to analyze who the hell did I piss off along the way, but I probably pissed off a lot of people. But I don't give a shit. But other than that, I don't give a shit.
I know that's right.
You know, even my son, me and my oldest son, we have a discussion. You know, like I said, I have my theory on who it is. And it's just, it never ceases to amaze me who attacks you. I mean, like, the little, the chick with the pretty satanic hairline.
Damn.
I don't know her. You know what I mean? So, for her to jump on a post about me like she knows me, it makes me want to smack her teeth out. But that's the old me. So what I've learned is that I have matured a lot, and I don't think about knocking people's teeth out as much as I used to. You know?
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't need people with their teeth knocked out.
Especially when they need proactive.
Sure too.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to say I apologize for talking about anybody's children. So when you throw a punch at me, I'm throwing whatever comes out of me. So I don't fight fair.
It get to the children? It got to the children? People were talking about the children?
Yeah, they talking about my baby.
Well, I'm not talking about anybody's children with the whole Belinda what's-her-name thing, but I will reiterate what I said at the beginning of tonight's show. People need to stop posting them pictures of them unforced it. Look, wait a second. What did you say about her children?
Too much. I did say too much, so I'm apologizing. But at the time, I didn't give a fuck. And don't come for me because I'll go after you. So
is it still posted?
I don't know. Fred deleted it. Ephesius Giuliano deleted it because I had to get in Ephesius' ass.
Okay.
And then she blocked me after, you know, Chris, we go back. We were supposed to run for mayor and vice mayor back in the day. I don't know what happened to our political quest. I've been on it. I've been running solo. We had this plan since 11th grade, Chris. I don't know why you left me out here hanging. I'm holding my end of the bargain.
I'll support
the
campaign. I'll support. You know what? I'm gonna tell you like this. Aloysius knows. We all know the community we're speaking of. But my perspective is, it's easier for me, instead of running my ass crazy there, it's easier for me to maintain my sanity outside and then ducking in town one weekend out of a month and every weekend during the summer during baseball season. So,
yeah.
And I'd rather support people who live there who are doing things. So, yeah, I support your campaign. But
I don't know if I'm running this time. I might run. It depends on who's really pissing me off when in regards to the election in 2016. But right now, everybody's trying to be my friend, so I don't have any victims as of yet.
Take that.
Mm-hmm.
They just better come up with their game before 2016, because they know once I do throw my hat in the ring, I take no prisoners. I just don't. It's not. I'm not. You know.
Because you keep it real.
Yeah. They can talk about my weed smoking. Hey, I've been smoking for a while. I wouldn't care.
So you just run on the campaign. You just run on the campaign.
You just
run. Look, you run on a campaign that supports legalization.
And that's
how many.
I was going to run this last term, but Mr. Melton, who's our representative in this area, he asked me to reconsider, and I asked him if he. I like what he was doing in the House when it comes to the. Increasing the minimum wage, but I did ask him to take off his cloak and think about medical marijuana. And the next time that it came to vote, I need to see that he do a yes vote. And if he does not vote, I can't promise that I won't vote. So that's up in the air. That's my main objective. But the last guy, the Brooklyn got locked up. And he was growing stuff out there. So
yeah,
but I'm considering.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Or
but
even
I would not be able to smoke if I ran.
Fuck that. You gotta be yourself. Run on a campaign on a platform of legalization or decriminalization.
Decriminalization. I'll have to do that one.
Yep.
Because Alabama, they lock you up. You know, we're in the Bible Belt.
Yeah. They need to lock up the people posting them pictures of unfortunate-looking kids.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to ask you guys, how do you feel? I got a personal question. Well, not personal, but it's kind of political, and it deals with our town. How do you feel about the young white man who was murdered in regards to all of the young black men who have been murdered in Selma? And my question comes to the death penalty. Why is it when, and I'm not, I really have compassion for the family of all the lost people from murder in Selma and violent crime, and I do truly have compassion for this young white man and his family, but I'm it took me as surprised that so many black people called for the death penalty. But when your neighbor's son was murdered, that concept or thought never even came up for discussion. So when is it, you know, this whole thing, Black Lives Matter, and I believe all lives matter, but why does it, in certain situations, why does one matter more than the other?
First, let me preface this by saying I appreciate you presenting the question. I want to remind everybody that we are a one-hour show, but we are going to go over to answer this question. We're going to answer it. Aloysius, you want to answer it? Because I will sign off. Go ahead. You want to say anything? You want to speak on it?
You're going to want to hear it. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to speak. All lives matter. The police department needs to solve goddamn murders, solve goddamn disappearances, okay? A black person gets killed by a black person, allegedly, solve the damn murder. Why we got so many unsolved murders?
Yes.
Prosecution's in the hands of the DA. So the DA, you know, when somebody gets arrested, he's infamous for his quotation, you know, we going to throw the book at him. You're not going to do crime in our time. Okay. First of all, I read a headline that the DA is putting together a task force. Why the fuck the DA putting together a task force? I applaud him for doing it if that's what he wants to do. But why the fuck the police department haven't put together a task force? And I'm going to say this shit too. Back when we were in high school, Emory Farmer was mayor of Montgomery. Not necessarily popular with the African-American community, but one thing about Emory Farmer, he turned Montgomery into a police state. Everywhere you turned, there were police cars everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Do that shit in Selma. I think Selma needs a change in culture, change in values, and somebody needs to take a hard stand. Okay? I'm not one that's too critical of the current politicians, because one thing I will say about them is they don't publicly block ideas. Now, behind the scenes, some ideas may get blocked and some progression may get blocked. But people just need to be accountable. So let me directly answer your question. Why did so many black people get upset when a white man got killed? Because they got the fucking Uncle Tom mentality, slave mentality.
Can't kill a white man,
but you can kill black people all day long. You can rape black women all day long. You know.
It depressed me to hear that thought process. It really depressed me.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit that people get by with there that, as you know, and as Aloysius knows, wouldn't fly in other communities.
Yeah.
It's a fine line, though, too, because, okay, you had the billboard of Nathan Forrest go up during Jubilee, during bridge crossing. Okay, and then now you have all the civil rights historical markers going up. I think the sixth one has gone up this year. Okay, fine. To some extent, you say freedom of speech. Put whatever the fuck you want up. But in another extent, if you got racist motherfuckers, black and white, that's holding the community back, in other cities, they would drive them motherfuckers out. So, you know, in our community, they just got to decide which way they want to be. Are they going to be hard and take control, or are they just going to keep doing what they've been doing for the past 50, 60 years?
I know. That's a good question.
And I'm going to say it here. I posted on social media. I don't know if you guys saw it, but I'm going to say it here. The whole shit with the St. James, the city, in my opinion, the city needs to sign the St. James over to Wallace and Concordia in a trust that says that Wallace and Concordia cannot sell it. Let Wallace and Concordia manage it, and let Wallace develop a program for hospitality management, and with their brick masonry and all those courses, they can do the upkeep and management with their vocational courses. Wallace is a 2-year school. They can use some of the rooms allocated as dormitories and let them run it. Let them run
it. Okay, wait. I'm confused about Wallace and Concordia because Concordia is owned by the Lutheran Church. And Wallace is owned by the state.
So Concordia has the – I'm not looking at it from an ownership perspective.
Oh.
I'm saying that Concordia has the bachelor's program. Concordia has the bachelor's in business program. So it's in their interest, in the interest of their students who are business majors, to get that experience of managing a hotel, managing a property, marketing the hotel. And Wallace, because it's a, they had the vocational programs to do the maintenance and upkeep of the property. And then also Dr. Mitchell does a great job of getting funding from the state.
I agree with that concept.
And the reason I don't lump Selma University in there is because Selma University got so much shit they need to do to get themselves together, accreditation and et cetera, that's why I'm not putting them in the mix.
They're still going through that shit?
Yeah.
Well,
damn.
Dr. Cleveland, I
think what you said about Wallace, Chris, also could apply to the project in the Selma, Dallas County area, you know, where especially out in exactly, where everything's falling apart, they can rebuild them, and the kids can actually get hands-on experience, not just from the construction side, but the electrical side. You know, they got the electrical program applied.
You know what? I'm thinking of MBF, and you said projects which geared me in that direction. But shit, that addresses all the issues of the dilapidated housing.
In totality, I agree. In its totality, especially the historic homes. If they're talking about revitalizing this area, it's going to take a lot of money. And I agree, the only money that's going to sustain is state money.
Right now. But long term, it doesn't need to do that. Right now,
that's right.
Because Dallas County and the Black Belt region, as a matter of fact, has a socialist mentality. Unfortunately, now the economy is one which everyone is subsidized, whether it's government subsidies or, you know, some kind of private subsidies, is subsidized.
Land subsidies, you're right.
Everything, farming subsidies, everything's subsidized. So that's the mentality of the population. So fucking be it, if that's the case. But the mindset of the vision of the leaders need to recognize that and implement economic policies that reflect that address that. Y'all, we get into this.
I'm glad to hear that you said that, because I didn't say it in the capacity as in the St. James, but I said it in the capacity as Section 8 housing and low income housing, and they looked at me like I was some character on the wall. So I'm glad to hear you use that scenario as well, because maybe they looked at me like that because they were mad that they didn't think about it. They didn't want to use it because they would have to give me credit. You know what I mean? So,
but here's my thing, and then this is where I don't want you to get frustrated as a leader in the community, living there every day, because we don't live there every day. Aloysius and I don't live there every day. So, but here's what I want you to realize. They don't necessarily get mad, or I want you to look at it from this perspective. They don't necessarily get mad at the fact that you said it or that they don't get credit for saying it. They get mad because they don't know how to implement it.
That's true.
They don't know how to implement it, so it won't get done.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. And it becomes like a foreign situation to them, discussing it.
And then they get intimidated, thinking you're trying to take over, and then they label you a troublemaker.
That's basically what happens.
And I'll say this, and I'm stepping out of my Christopher persona. that's why I don't say shit when motherfuckers say shit to me about living outside the community and having a baseball team. Because I know, and my wife will tell you, the baseball team costs me between $12,000 and $15,000 to run every year. So ain't nobody paying that fucking bill. So nobody can tell me I don't do shit for the community. And I'm saying that specifically at a coach that I fired the first year, saying that after the first year, he got on Facebook saying, nobody should support the team because I live out of state. Motherfucker, you don't put $15,000 in the community every year. So kiss my ass. You don't pay my bills.
That's right. That's an haterish. Anyway.
No. I give props to him for being him as a person and who he is, but he got to realize that he don't pay the bill. Shit. I don't have to answer to him.
Plain and simple.
But that's usually and that's the sad mentality of our city. No matter how great the program, people will always, if it's not them getting direct credit, they will always find a way to try to manipulate the situation. And that's the hard part of dealing with the people of this beautiful, clean city.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to wrap up for
tonight. No booty pop tonight? No,
huh?
No fellatio? No oral sex? No apples in the kitty? No baby mama, grandmama's babies?
No.
That's something we can talk about offline.
I'll go get Belinda.
Look, she's on vacation right now. Let her be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Sunshine, I do a political show on Fridays. Actually, it's taped and it airs on Fridays, so we can continue that conversation, you know, on another forum.
Okay.
And then we can get back to the freaky stuff on the Lonely Hearts Cafe.
Okay, I love the political stuff, and then you know I'm a freak. Isn't she?
You are.
I dig that.
Yeah.
All right. Sunshine, you want to say your goodbyes to everyone? I was giving you an opportunity to say goodbye. That's all you want to say?
Oh yeah. Good night, everyone. Like I said, thanks for the motivation, Aloysius. You keep me motivated to stay sexy.
Oh, more than welcome, sweetheart. More than welcome.
Okay, Aloysius, you want to say your goodbyes?
I don't want to tell Sunshine goodbye.
You don't?
But, no.
You don't
want to it's one of those moments. But,
Don't tell Sunshine goodbye. Tell her what you want to tell her. Tell her what you want to tell her.
No, she already knows.
Sunshine, do you know what Aloysius says to you? Do you know what he means?
He describes very well.
Uh-huh. Okay.
At any rate, I wish everyone the best of everything that they strive for. Find a little peace. Find more knowledge and wisdom. Receive a blessing.
Okay.
And I would like to say that I am very appreciative of you two joining us tonight and those who listened to us and participated tonight. I just want to thank everybody. You know, we have to count our blessings and be thankful of our days on this planet. And even for our ancestors, friends, relatives who are no longer with us, thankful that we can channel our energy to them through prayer and meditation to get some guidance of words and wisdom from them.
Amen.
So as we transition daily in our lives, Let us just remember to stay focused, stay centered, and no matter what, no matter what, keep moving, keep progressing. Don't let no motherfucker stand in your way, tell you you can't do shit. Do what the fuck you want to do. It's your life. And hug your children. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're gone. We will talk to you all next week on the Lonely Hearts Cafe.
All right.
Realize that there is a vine out there. There are two brothers out there who can help you through your issues and give you another perspective. That would be myself, Christopher Tracy, and the Honorable Deacon Aloysius. Forever love.
You're listening to Team Broadcasting.